Hey, Jamie.
Hi, Noah. This is Jamie at KTHX Radio in Reno, Nevada.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's funny. We're recording this to play for later, but as we speak, your song is playing on our station right now. That's great timing.
No way. Thank you guys so much for playing the record.
I love this song. It makes me cry.
Oh, thank you.
It's a very vulnerable song. Do you want to talk about the writing process a little bit? We'll just jump right in here if you're cool with it.
Yeah. Totally.
Awesome. Well, yeah, the lyrics are very vulnerable. It's very simple. It's very honest. And that ending, it's abrupt. And I like it.
Abrupt. How does it end?
It just kind of ends. Yeah.
What's the last one? Oh, yeah. July. Yeah. The ending is pretty abrupt. Yeah. You go through that whistle and then it's kind of just like.
It leaves you. It just leaves you hanging going, it's really. Yeah. It touches.
Well, it just kind of closes it. Like, well, you remind me every day I'm not enough, but I still say. And it's like, it honestly, at that point, there was nothing more to say. The whole point is if you don't want to be together, baby, let's break up, you know?
I love that. There's nothing left to say.
Stop torturing me, you know? Stop mentally playing this game with me. Stop being so beyond cruel, mentally cruel to me. Just let's both move on and you go find that person that you say I'm not, that I've shown you that I love you so much. Go find that person, you know, because clearly, you know, I'm not it. And it just goes in circles. That's why it says it feels like a lifetime just trying to get by while we're dying inside. And that really represented the circles that we went through, like felt like forever that we were having the same conversation, which is why I was so confused, because every time I'd say, why don't you want to break up? It was because I love you, blah, blah, blah. But if you love me, why would you treat me this way?
And then you start the circle again and you go around again and it gets
never
ending.
Exactly. And then I start the circle again. And my question to him was, if you love me, then why do you do this?
Yeah.
And finally, I was just like, we can't keep going in these circles.
So, you know, that abrupt ending is exactly what it needs to be. And I'm glad you just talked us through that, because now I think that ending is even more powerful and stronger. And you just got to end it. You got to end that stuff.
Totally.
So you just had a birthday in January. Happy birthday, by the way. You're in your 20s now.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
That's a fun decade.
Yeah. Still a baby. 20 is not much different than anything else. I don't really care much for the 21st birthday because I don't drink, so I'm not going to be really pumped for that birthday. So I think all birthdays went downhill after my 16th when I got my license and could be free.
There you go. Now, I know we have to acknowledge the elephant in the room right now. The world's upside down. We're all in quarantine. Things are weird. Are you okay?
I know. Yeah, you know what? I went through a rough patch, but, you know, I'm more concerned about the world and the state that it's in and everybody staying healthy and staying inside, you know?
Yeah.
I want everybody else's family to be just as safe as I want my family to be, you know? So
it's weird. Like, we're so separate, but at the same time, you feel more connected to people right now. It's just different.
Totally.
Are you finding, as an artist, you want to be creative right now, or do you want to be restful and quiet?
I'm just trying to rest, take it easy, because it's hard for me to write whenever I'm just kind of trapped in a box. Some of my friends are really being creative at this time, and, you know, I'm being creative in other ways, like working on my visuals and working on my album art and working on my videos that I'm directing and working on things that I need to have done once this is all over, that I need to film and stuff. And, you know, I can't really record anything in my house anyways, because I'm setting up a studio in there now, but it's not done, so I can't do it. I wish I had a studio in here now, because I'd be writing much more music, but I'm focusing on other stuff that has to do with my music, you know?
Awesome. Finding the things you can do so that when we open back up, we're ready,
exactly.
Ready to go. Now, circling
exactly.
back around to July, there was an original version of this song that did not have Leon Bridges on it. What was the moment or the thought or the idea of, I got to revise this and get Leon on it?
You know, I heard him on the record, and I'm so lucky that we're on the same record label. And I reached out to him, and I got somebody to send him the song and see if he liked it, and they put us in touch, and he was ready to record. And then I got his version back, and he had added a brand new part to it, which was that last bit of his chorus. Mm-hmm. And it really hit my heart pretty heavy, because it was words that could have come right out of my mouth, but they didn't. And it was like he added another, like, piece of the puzzle, you know?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good tone. Does sharing this heartbreak and having other people be like, me too, is that a bit of comfort? Or is it frustrating to know that, you know, this situation's happening to a lot of people? It's like, come on, do better in love, guys.
It's more exciting that I can make music that people can relate to.
Yeah, I bet that feels good.
Yeah, it does.
Well, and it feels good for us to have something we can listen to and go, oh, she gets it. Like, she's speaking words that could have come out of my mouth. So thank you. Thank you for that. Now,
of course.
Genres are blurring and crossing in the music industry right now, and I kind of like it. You know, we want a pigeonhole, we want a label. You're pop, you're Americana, you're R&B, you're whatever, but these collaborations that are happening in the music world are crazy cool. Is there anybody that you're looking forward to working with in the future, or where do you kind of see your path going if you had to kind of label your sound?
Man, I don't know if I could label my sound. There's
that's
so
good.
Many people I want to work with, and there's no sound that's holding me back from working with them. You know, there's always a way to mix sounds, and there's so many talented people out there, man. So, like, yeah, I have lots of people I want to work with, you know. So
good.
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in genre.
I love that it's blurring and it's making our job in radio a little more difficult in a good way. Like, can we play that on this station? Yeah, we can. Why not?
Yeah, no, I know. It's awesome to see music change.
So we can look forward to some video and some image. You said any other big projects for the near future?
I got an EP on the way, and that's coming very soon. I'm really excited. I can't wait for that to come out. It's coming next month, so I'm really excited. That'll be dope.
Sweet. Very exciting. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to chat with us. I won't hold you too much longer. Are there any charities or nonprofits or groups that you're working with right now that you want to shout out?
I would go to, there's a globalcitizen.org/coronavirus.
Yeah.
You can go to them and you can see all of the information that you need to know that can help to stop the pandemic.
Global Citizen. Cool. Well, hang in there, Noah. Nice to meet you. I hope to see you in Reno sometime when we get concerts back and you could tour Reno Tahoe area. We'd love to have you.
See you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Noah. And we'll keep listening to your song, July. It's Noah Cyrus on 100.1
The X. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
More than you know. Thank you.
Totally our pleasure.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good one. Thanks for chatting.
You too.
Noah Cyrus on 100.1 The X, everybody. Let's listen to the new song with Noah and Leon Bridges right now. It's called July.
I've been holding my breath. I've been counting to 10 over something you said. I've been holding back tears while you're throwing back beers. I'm alone in bed. You know why I'm afraid of change. Guess that's why we stay the same. So tell me to leave, I'll pack my bags, get on the road. Find someone that loves you better than I do, darling. Feels like a lifetime just trying to get by while we're dying inside. I've done a lot of things wrong, loving you being one, but I can't move on. No, I'm afraid of change. Guess that's why we stay the same. So tell me to leave, I'll pack my bags, get on the road. Find someone who gives you all of the things I could not know.
cause I keep fighting all the ways. I let you down so I can stay.
If you want me to leave, then tell me to leave.
And baby, I'll go. And baby, I'll go.
I'm not enough, but I still stay.